anywhere, and staying here would be an agony." She stared into the chocolate abyss. A dusting of sugar sparkled on its surface. Then she slipped out of her dress. To her amazement, she felt embarrassed about doing so, but still drew herself up haughtily. "Spoon," she commanded, and held out her right hand imperiously. Chaos gave a silver ladle a final theatrical polish and passed it to her. "Goodbye," said Unity. "Do pass on my best wishes to your granddaughter." She walked a few steps back, turned, broke into a run, and took off into a perfect swallow dive. The chocolate closed over her with barely a sound. Then the two watchers waited until the fat, lazy ripples had died away.
"Now, there's a lady with style," said Chaos. "What a waste."
"Yes, I thought so."
"Well, it's been fun. Up to that point, anyway. And now I must be off," said Chaos.
"You're continuing with the milk round."
"People rely on me."
Death looked impressed.
"It's going to be interesting to have you back," he said.
"Yeah, it is," said Chaos. "You're not coming?"
"I'm going to wait here for a while."
"Why?"
"Just in case."
"Ah."
"Yes."
It was some minutes later that Death reached into his robe and pulled out a lifetimer that was small and light enough to have been designed for a doll. He turned around.
"But I died," said the Shade of Unity.
"Yes," said Death. "This is the next part."
Tick. Emma Robertson sat in the classroom with wrinkled brow, chewing on her pencil. Then, rather slowly, but with the air of one imparting great secrets, she set to work.
"We went to Lanka, where there are witches. They are kind. They grow herbs," she wrote. "We met this witch. She was very jol and sang us a snog, a bot a hedgehog. It had difficult words. Jason tried to kick her cat. It chase him up a tree. I know a lot about witches. Now they do not have warts. They do not eat you. They are just like your grain, except your grain does not know difficult words."
At her high desk, Susan relaxed. There was nothing like a classroom of bent heads. A good teacher used whatever materials there were to hand, and taking the class to visit Mrs. Ogg was an education in herself. Two educations. A classroom going well had its own smell. A hint of pencil shavings, poster paints, long-dead stick insect, glue, and, of course, the faint aroma of Billy. There had been an uneasy meeting with her grandfather. She'd raged that he hadn't told her things, and he'd said of course he hadn't. If you told humans what the future held, it wouldn't. That made sense. Of course it made sense. It was good logic. The trouble was that Susan was only mostly logical. And so, now, things were back in that uneasy, rather cool state where they spent most of their time in the tiny little family that ran on dysfunctionality. Maybe, she thought, that was a normal family state. When push came to shove... Thank you, Mrs. Ogg, she'd always remember that phrase now, they'd rely on each other automatically, without a thought. Apart from that, they kept out of one another's way. She hadn't seen the death of rats lately. It was too much to hope that he was dead. In any case, it hadn't slowed him down so far. That thought made her think about the contents of her desk. Susan was very strict about eating in class, and took the view that if there were rules, then they applied to everyone, even her. Otherwise, they were merely tyranny. But rules were there to make you think before you broke them. There was still half a box of Higgs and Meekins' cheapest assortment tucked in there amongst the books and papers. Opening the lid carefully and slipping her hand in was easy, and so was the maintenance of a suitably teachery face while she did so. Questing fingers found a chocolate in the nest of empty paper cups and told her that it was a damned nougat. But she was resolute. Life was tough. Sometimes you got nougat. Then she briskly picked up the keys and walked to the stationery cupboard with what she hoped was the purposeful step of someone about to check on the supply of pencils. After all, you never knew with pencils. They needed watching. The door clicked behind her, leaving only the dim light through the transom. She put the chocolate in her mouth and shut.